Are you a good driver? Yes. Are you a good lover? Yes. Oh, I'm doing great.
Dad, those are just the names of the quizzes. You're supposed to open the magazine.
My way is easier.
Why don't you be the quizmaster and ask other people the questions?
Ooh, quizmaster, yes. That would entertain me briefly.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow.
Ladies, gentlemen, Mulan, welcome to a very special bonus episode of Sabrina's Witch Trials, because of course we're back for another fascinating Challenge of the Quizmaster. Yes, folks, it's time once again for me to don my cape and hat and befuddle one of my friends with quizzes and questions to find out a little bit about them, a little bit about myself, and truly a little bit about how to make fire content. I learn a little bit more each and every one of these episodes. This episode, of course, I've brought back that media maven from ChrisConquers.com, Chris Adeuju, because last time she was on the show, I said that I would only bring her back if I could find a BuzzFeed quiz that involved houseplants.
Only bring
otherwise,
back.
That bitch wasn't coming back on my show. It's like, I'm Johnny Carson and she's
God.
Joan Rivers. Huh?
So help me God.
I swear, she'll never do my show again.
Nope.
Not as long as I'm
you
the host.
You won't work in this
show.
Town again.
That's right. You're dead in this town, Chris. Yeah. Shockingly, 5 minutes after we finished recording the last one, I found a fascinating
You knew
quiz.
It had to exist. It's BuzzFeed.
There's like four other ones, but a lot of them are just like, here's a houseplant. What do you think of this houseplant? That's not as good.
I'm sure it's lovely.
But Chris, I did find a houseplant related quiz for you to take and for me to quiz you with.
Great.
Today we'll be finding out something nice about you as you choose some nice houseplants.
Houseplants. Okay. I like houseplants.
So 8 questions here. You'll pick your preference, of course, as BuzzFeed quizzes go. And then we will find out a fascinating little tidbit about Chris. Of course, the whole point of this quiz, however, is to find out more than one fascinating tidbit about quiz. Quiz.
Quiz.
Who's my little quiz? I've lost my fucking mind.
So that you know, because I don't think your listeners know, I have a serious problem in that I continuously buy plants and plant pots, we have no space for them. We also have a cat who knocks everything over, so I have to find like certain places that she can't get to, which is very hard in this house. So I basically have one tiny ledge on which I can perch all of my plants. And I have a problem. And I want more. And it's never ending.
I thought when you said you have a problem, you were going to finally come out about your drug addiction.
Oh, no, not yet. I'm not ready for that.
You love that spice.
On the next episode.
Chris takes a quiz to figure out which clinic she should go to. No, drug addiction is a serious problem, and
yes,
if you have it,
please get help.
Take some BuzzFeed quizzes.
Buy a houseplant. It'll cleanse the air.
That'll show people you're insane, and then you'll get the help you need.
I also like to name my plants with human names.
That is part of the problem.
I am not the only person who names them. The thing is, I can't remember some of the names because I've quickly acquired several.
You've had too many kids.
And then I also became
it's a real Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie problem where they got all those kids and they named them all, but who knows?
Shiloh.
Yeah. Wim Wim and
no, Shiloh's an actual name.
I know, but
whatever
Wim
kids.
Sounds like it's a name.
It's not. It sounds like a panda.
Pandas don't have names?
Yeah, but not like Angelina Jolie baby names.
Maybe she adopted a panda. Okay. I would. She could.
I'm sure she could.
Chris, let's go through a quick roll call of all of your houseplants, shall we?
Okay. Well, Fred died. Fred was the first. Mm. Fred was a money tree plant. Fred died because I overwatered Fred.
Gave him too much love.
I gave him way too much love, and his roots rotted, and he died, and he is gone. There was Jonah, who I might have also recently killed, also with root rot. Guys, make sure your plant pots have drainage holes. It's important. Seriously, too much love and too much water will kill your plants.
I want drainage. I want to take what you just said and like play Eyes of the Angel underneath it.
Yeah. Goodbye, Jonah.
Every year, thousands of houseplants are struck with root rot.
I'm trying to remember the others. So I also have, the thing is, after a while, I stopped naming them because I got paranoid that my naming them was causing their deaths. So
really,
I got,
it was the overwatering.
I also, like lately what I've just been doing is I've been leaving them in their plastic grower pot with like an outer pot. Mm-hmm. So that when I water it, I can pull the inner grower pot out, let it all the water drain, and then put it back in the exterior pot.
Yep.
Which has been helping, but I have, I recently bought a plant. I can't remember what it's called. It's a spiky one with like pink around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it has outgrown its pot and the roots are growing through the little grower pot holes, the drainage holes. So I need to repot it. But like, I'm always really scared about repotting plants now because I killed Fred and it makes me paranoid. And so, yeah. I recently purchased I think it's like an aloe plant, like succulent for my desk at work. Mm-hmm. And I named him Hubert.
Sure.
And I also purchased a little succulent. It's like a pinky purple color. And I repotted him yesterday, and he's a little baby, so hopefully he does well. And I named him Rube. Mm-hmm. And I have names on the back burner for other plants, but I have a couple that are doing really well, or like that guy.
What's that guy?
I think he's like a, I feel like it's called like Peperomia or Pepper something.
Pepperan.
I get a lot of plants at Trader Joe's.
Yes. This is why every time Chris says, I'm going to Trader Joe's, do you need anything? In my head, I'm just like, yes, I need one less plant, please.
The thing is, I would just buy fresh flowers, but Kitty attacks the shit out of them. So, yeah.
She attacks the plants also, though.
And then my snake plant's doing well. I have, I'm trying to think what else is over there.
Many plants.
Yeah.
Many plants.
And many more that I want in my heart.
Yes.
Which I don't have the space for.
We'll find out something nice about you, besides the fact that you have lost your mind and named plants. Today, here on The Witch Trials, I'm just getting through this, Chris.
Isn't it like scientifically proven that plants grow better if you talk to them?
Probably not. I mean, all of your plants die.
These that I have, the ones that I haven't named are doing really well. So.
Exactly. The ones you don't talk to by not naming them.
Okay. I just killed them with water, not with my words.
Good point.
That's what I do to people.
Chris, that's what the mafia says when they drop people in the river. Okay.
That's my joke about how I kill people with my words because I talk too much.
But believe me, I get it. Here we go, Chris.
So it's my Aries.
If there's one thing I don't like on this podcast, it's talking.
Yeah.
Chris.
Save it for somewhere else.
That's right. 8 questions. Let's get through this here. That's how I approach all podcasts. Let's get through this.
Let's just do it.
That's right. We're going to start here. Question one, Chris. You're going to choose a house plant. And luckily, these are all labeled for me. You've got this beautiful Swiss cheese plant.
Mm-hmm.
This prayer plant. This very spiky fan palm. And an asparagus fern.
It's the prayer plant all the way. I love the pink stripes on the leaves. That reminds me. I have a Nerf plant with pink leaves that's doing really well.
I see. For all of you who are not botanical heads, I apologize. This prayer plant is beautiful. I think it has the most striking leaves. I've never really cared for something like this asparagus. I don't like ferns in general. I feel like they look like old lady plants.
There's one kind of fern that's actually like, it's got like... I can't remember. I don't know how to like describe it. It's like squiggly leaves. Like they're like the squiggle on the edges, like kind of like, you know, like a lettuce cut hem on a shirt where it's like squiggles. It's like that.
I see.
No one knows what the fuck I'm talking
about. In my
head,
I'm just going, what clips am I going to put into this fucking episode? Like fucking episodes of This Old House.
Now, a lot of people think of cacti and succulents as just green plants.
Oh, not true at all, Roger. Look at this beautiful rainbow of colors, cactus and succulents.
I love this purple trim on this leaf.
Isn't that gorgeous? Echeveria.
All right. Prayer fern it is, Chris. Question two. Prayer plant, excuse me. Question two. Choose a hanging plant. You've got the string of beads.
I think it's actually called the string of pearls.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong.
Come on, BuzzFeed. You've got the burrow's tail, the string of hearts, which has little heart-shaped leaves all draping down, and Devil's Ivy.
Devil's Ivy.
Why do you choose Devil's Ivy here,
Chris? I like it the best. It kind of, I don't know if that's just a different name, but it looks like Marble Pothos, and I like Marble Pothos. Sure. We actually have two of those plants.
Should we describe what these look like? The string of beads looks like a string of beads.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like string with like little bead leaves.
This is going to be the worst episode of this podcast.
Burrow's tail is kind of like spiky, almost like a succulent.
Where yeah, it's it like looks very I was going to say, it looks like every plant you would see in a millennial girl's room.
But not, rather than having like one big head, it like goes out in little tails.
Tell me about
tails.
It.
String of hearts looks like literally heart-shaped leaves on a string.
Yes.
And then Devil's Ivy has like green marbled leaves.
Yes. I'm a big fan of these kinds of leaves in general.
You are.
I am. I think they look like they have a lively quality to them. Like they look like they are living, as were some plants, even when they are obviously living, they don't look living.
Succulents can often look plasticky, yes, or like fake.
This
like,
burrow's tail is a perfect
like,
example of that.
Because they have that shine, like yeah, rubberiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up to see if Devil's Ivy is also called something else. It looks like Marble Pothos. Yes, it is Pothos. Fuck yeah. Chris knows something about plants. Booyah.
Wow.
I know. This is...
What a humble brag.
Guys, you have to understand. I don't know much about plants. I really, much. Really don't. And what I know is literally from like looking at like online shops that have plants.
The
for sale.
Sill.
The sill, essentially. Or... like stumbling across random plants at Trader Joe's or somewhere else.
Chris, where do you think this recent trend of like, it's not just you,
no,
of millennials and especially millennial women having an interest in like, well, succulents for one, but like plants in their house has come from?
I think that, I don't know. I think part of it comes from like a desire to have like this like bohemian aspect, mm-hmm, in life, and like that living plant like somehow connects with like that, oh, like this is like the really down to earth, like earthy part of me,
right?
Like you see it a lot with like the whole other trend with like those hanging like embroidered like carpety looking things,
yes,
that people hang on the roof, and like all of that stuff that they sell at Urban, like that's very like bohemian, very like Arizona. I think that's part of what it comes from. People seeing plants as kind of like an extension of the outdoors, especially people live in such small apartments.
Yeah.
It's kind of like sad you don't really get to see like living things, and like,
and also I would throw in there, I think you're absolutely right, I would also throw in there, but I think like millennial design,
mm-hmm,
is pretty like simplistic,
minimalist,
and pretty minimalist,
yeah,
so any way you can bring a pop of color in,
yeah,
while also, as you say, bringing in some sort of like reach for like nature,
right,
while also carrying the idea that like all of these like millennial plants that we're seeing people love need next to no care.
Yeah, they're all typically, the ones that are popular are pretty easy to care for. A lot of the ones that you see on Instagram, I mean, there are like, and a lot of them are like low light ones.
Mm-hmm.
You do see a lot on Instagram, like these big, like in the corner of the room plants.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll see, Monstera plants, the ones with like the tropical looking leaf with the cutouts.
Yes, the big.
Yeah. Yeah. You see fiddle leaf plants and like a lot of, bigger tree like plants. On Instagram, on YouTube, because they just add a bit of like color, but a bit of like, it's very aesthetic now.
Yes.
It's just, it's part of the aesthetic.
It is so 2019.
It's part of the curation of someone's home.
It's
it
like
really
hanging
is thought
lights
about.
Above your bed.
Yeah, when you're a teenager.
Or a millennial.
Do they still do that? I mean, I think that's an age thing. Like, once you get past a certain age,
yeah,
it feels weird doing that.
I can confirm that they still do that.
Okay. I'm like...
those millennials.
I'm like about to be 31.
Yes.
So...
Actually, by the time this comes out, you're 31.
That's true.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
I hope you like that false Aurelia plant I got you. That's a fern.
Okay.
I learned that from an episode of Three's Company.
Oh, where Janet... yeah. Boston fern.
Boston fern.
Put it in your shower. Missed it a bit.
I referenced that just so I have some clip to put in.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm fucked.
I, too, know that reference. Ow.
Chris.
The creeper was hitting on her.
That's right.
By the way, do you have any Boston fern?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's too bad.
Actually, we did have some, but they were looking really puny, so I took them home to my apartment.
Lucky ferns.
You're going with Devil's Ivy here, by the way.
Get me a plant for my birthday.
I might.
You do that.
Swing by the
old I'm going with Devil's Ivy, which that was a long...
workaround. We're going to get some talking
Way
there.
Too long. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
Devil's Ivy. Choose another plant, Chris.
Ooh.
Luckily for you. What's this called?
Philodendron.
There we go. Aloe vera, that I can pronounce. Ficus. Is that Ali or?
It's A-L-L-I. I don't know if it's Ali or Ally.
Okay. And ponytail palm. I know which one you're going to pick.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure you're going to pick aloe vera.
I actually really love philodendron as well.
Do you?
Yeah, because it looks a lot like pothos, which I love. But because I just chose the other one, yes. That's pothos, choose aloe vera.
You want
I killed my aloe vera plant, unfortunately. I would love another aloe vera plant. Who's looking to get me a plant.
Aren't aloe vera plants supposed to be like unkillable?
They're supposed to be harder to kill, but again, root rot is a bitch.
Oh, always gets you.
So.
How many more lives must be struck down by root rot?
People don't realize. I've seen people kill their plants from root rot. Not just myself.
I'm thinking, part of me is like, this is going to be the least listened to episode of The Witch
It
Trials.
Probably will.
But part of me is
Who
also
gives
like,
a shit?
Part of me is also like, if I promote this right, this will be the most listened
it
to
could.
Episode.
Plant, get your plant tips from someone who just kind of likes plants. And
many of my Instagram followers are millennial women.
I mean... I literally had a coworker the other day tell me, she was telling me about, because I have a new plant at work. So she was like, oh, you like plants? And I was talking to her about plants. And she was like,
I
have
like a schoolyard discussion.
I was telling her, you know, how I had killed my money tree because of root rot. And like, I was explaining how like, I have to be careful about keeping the inner pots with drainage holes rather
and
than
she
planting
fell asleep.
It. She's like, oh, I didn't even realize. Like, I got a plant from Trader Joe's. I think it does have an inner pot. Like, I need to... Like, I lifted it up and there was all this water under. And I was like, yeah, when you water your plant, what you have to do is you take the inner pot, the grower pot out. You take it to the sink and you let all the water drain through before you put it back in the outer pot. That way it doesn't sit in all that water and you rot the roots.
I'm going to try and connect this back to some Sabrina.
Plant tips from Chris.
True. But also, of course, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is right around the corner.
Learn from my mistakes.
Huh?
Learn from my mistakes.
Right. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina right around the corner.
Hilda loves plants.
Loves her fucking plants.
Yeah.
Grows a whole bunch of...
mandrake root and
that's
shit.
True. And probably some aloe vera.
I'm sure. For those sick burns that What's-Her-Face gives her.
Zelda
gives
Madam
her.
Satan. That's true. Zelda is thrown down.
Each slaying, it takes you longer to resurrect.
Eventually, there will come a time when I bury you and you will stay buried.
God, me.
I'm your older sister, Hilda. It's my Satan-given right to kill you as many times as I please.
You're going with aloe vera.
Yes,
right?
I am.
Perfect. Choose a succulent.
Ooh,
here we go, Chris. This is going
to
be...
This is going to be fun to hear Al pronounce.
This is the one that Al is going to clip out for a one-minute thing, because this is what's going to get all the clicks. Choose a succulent, Chris. You got Ripsalius.
I have one of those. I think it's called a pencil one. It's a little tiny one in the blue pot over on the side. It's one of the first succulents I got.
Huh.
It came like in a patch of three.
Yeah.
And that's the only one of the group of three that survived.
This one looks like the hair from what's his face from High School Musical? What's his name, Chris?
Oh, it's something blue, no?
Yes, Corbin Blue. It looks like Corbin Blue's hair. Then we've got Trailing Rat Tail Cactus, which looks like long, thin rat
tails. It
looks
kind of gross, actually. I'm not going to pretend.
Then you've got Euphoria Erythra?
Eritrea?
Eritrea. Which is like a tall, thin cactus looking thing. And then
dildo vibrator looking cactus.
Dildo, nature's dildo. And then you've got...
Hopefully not, because it's probably spiky.
Yeah. Do all dicks not look like that?
No, I mean, like, well, like, hurt in not a good way.
Yeah. Do all dicks not look like that? And then we've got Lepsium, Simpsons.
They're just trying to fuck with you, though, because they put all the scientific names when they, well, except for, like, trailing rat tail cactus.
That's actually the scientific name. Lepismimium cruciform. Sure.
Lepismium.
You lepismium off one more time. I swear to God, kid.
Cruciform. I would go with Rifsalis.
And that one is a hanging cactus looking one with very like thin, somewhat wide leaves.
Yeah. They're all succulents.
They are all succulents.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that one, which I think is called like a pencil something succulent. Because like the, I don't know, I could literally go get the pot and show you.
Please don't. Please stay where you are.
Mine isn't thriving that much. It's only like on one side of the pot and I don't know how to fix him. So I just leave him be so that he doesn't die.
Well done. Like we do with the elderly,
okay.
We just leave
but
them
he's
alone.
Like growing over one side of the pot and there's like nothing on the other half of the pot.
Typically known as mistletoe cacti.
About
that.
Interesting.
They are found in parts of Central America, the Caribbean, and northern regions of South America, which would be Central America. Chris goes with Corbin Blue here.
Yes. Push it to the limit, cause we're
in it to win it. Oh, here we go, Chris. Main event.
Ooh.
Choose a plant pot. Now, God knows, Chris can't choose just one. They're like Pringles to Chris.
Issues. Which one has good drainage?
Okay. What we got here? We've got a wicker-like hanging one. We've got a nice, like, green, somewhat marbled pot.
It looks like a hand-thrown, like, ceramic.
Yes. We've got a gold metal hexagonal one here. Looks very millennial. And then we've got
the ultimate millennial one.
That's true. It's a white ceramic one with like a black sketching of a face with a like hand that's way too big.
That would be my choice.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't have space for hanging ones, so I don't even fuck with that.
That's fair, but
if I had my own house, I don't know where I would hang them though. Like where would I hang my plants?
Over your bed.
No, that seems really weird.
So when they drain, you wake you up early in the morning.
Well, you'd have to have a pot in that.
Yes.
You can't, like...
That's true.
You can't just plant it in the wicker basket. You need to have a...
Good drainage, though.
No. You just destroy the basket.
Nah, baskets, it's fine. It's probably sealed.
The white one is my choice.
Why the white one? Over, say, the jade one, the green jade-looking one.
I like the shape of it. I also like white pots. I like very simple pots. Mm-hmm. I've actually been thinking that I should have just bought all like red terracotta, like the original like terracotta pots, because mm-hmm. it's very aesthetic.
Oh, is it ever?
Yeah.
You know, Chris, Dollar Tree lot of them.
No joke, though. If you go to Dollar Tree.
And like, I did today.
I need a bigger one for, I consulted with our resident botanist, Emily, and... My spiky one that I was telling you
folks,
about.
Folks, we keep a botanist on staff.
We do. Poor thing just had a baby, and I like constantly text her about plants.
You really
like,
do.
But like, I just got this one. How do I not kill it? Yeah. So I need to repot that spiky one with the
you,
pink.
You don't even do the ashamed like, oh, and how's the baby?
Do you know, when you post this, let me know, and I will literally group all of my plants together in a group photo for you.
Perfect.
So that you can...
Class photo of March 2019.
Probably be April by then.
That's true. It definitely will be. Chris, and you'll definitely be 31.
And I also have seen lots of pots that are kind of like that with like a sketchy.
Looks very like IKEA-like. You'd see a lot of these like IKEA.
No, Urban has them.
Oh, that too.
And Etsy.
And Anthropology.
Yes.
Where you'll buy one of those for $39.
Probably. Depending on how big it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to Anthropology. I'll just ask them for something so ridiculous they'll have to check in the back for it. And then I'll sneak into their ladies' room. Yes, I'd like a $4,000 ping pong table that's shaped like Easter Island.
We have one right over there.
Okay. How about a telephone that's made of vintage phone book paper and doesn't make or receive phone calls or work in any way?
You mean like this one right here?
Right, but what if I wanted...
Sir, there's nothing you can possibly imagine that's strange or useless enough that we don't have it here at Anthropology.
I know one thing you don't have. Black customers.
Ah! I'm melting!
To the ladies' room!
Speaking of Anthropology, I got you a gift for Christmas from Anthropology.
He did. He got me a candle.
And I had to go pick it up. And the whole time I was standing there, it was weird because, like, I just asked someone standing there, like, when I walked in, like, mm-hmm. I said I had to pick something up, and they were just like, oh, just stand here and someone will bring it out to you. And it's like, this makes me very uncomfortable.
But you paid for it online?
Yeah, I bought it online because it was cheaper, and then I picked it up.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
But really? It was cheaper online? Oh, because they had a discount?
Yeah, they did.
I didn't realize that you could order online and pick up in store.
Even more weirdly, I picked it up, but, like, I was already, like, out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually when me and my girlfriend, we went ice skating, and I did terribly. But, like...
Did you fall on my candle?
No. I did not fall. You think I would ice skate holding the candle?
Is that why there was a dent in my candle?
No. That's when I got angry from falling down. To be fair, I never fell down. But also, to be fair... Girlfriend did a whole lot of holding Al up.
Aww,
we'll put that, we'll poor put it that thing. Way. There was a lot of like, if you let me go, I will die.
You did it anyway. Good for you.
Yes. But besides that, so we were going there anyway, so we swung by the one on, I think it was 72nd, but she had brought her book bag because she had to go somewhere after. She had mm-hmm. like a dance thing after, so... she was kind enough to just like carry it for me because I didn't have to walk around the whole time with a candle.
Just in your hand.
Just a loose candle.
Just a little Anthropology bag.
Yes.
I hope they gave you a bag and they didn't
did.
Just like, oh, this is the thing you're picking up? Here you go.
They did. But the whole time I was standing there waiting for it to for them to bring it out, it was like 10 minutes. It was like, I feel so out of place because I can't buy anything besides this one candle in this fucking store.
Why?
It's all fucking expensive.
It's fucking expensive. But the homeware section... There's typically stuff that you can buy that's not expensive. Like, you can get bowls and cups. It's just, like, when you start... I have a coaster, like a crystal coaster mm-hmm. that's from there, like a rose quartz one. These are, like, really just... I buy photo props.
You sure do.
Decorative.
Like, half of the things you buy now are just, like...
Photo props.
Yeah, this will be good for a flatway.
I mean, it's still nice and decorative. It's just I don't have anywhere to put it.
Speaking of choosing props, Chris...
Yes.
Of course, you chose the white canister for your plant pot. Choose an accessory here. We've got a beautiful polished gold watering can. You've got a lovely little like black metal plant stand that looks very nice with this like
pink.
Pale pink pot that's it's holding.
What plant is that? That plant is cute.
You've got a tri-colored, you've got three individual plant misters of those little like spritzing varieties that Hilda would have.
Yes. I think she does have one.
She definitely
I almost bought one.
They are good for flatways. And you also have...
For misting plants.
You also have a very nice... These all look like things you would buy.
That is the problem.
You also have a vase here that's like a green... What kind of glass is this, Chris? Like a...
It just looks like it's like ridged and... Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a dark green kind of glass.
It's really pretty.
It's very nice. As a vase here. What is your thinking here, Chris?
Okay. So, I love plant stands.
Sure. Who doesn't?
I actually wanted a mister, but I wanted like a mercury glass looking mister, not like a full metal mister. I have a lot of vases. And I love the color of that vase, but I don't necessarily like love the shape, even though it's really cute.
You've already said you're quite anti-watering can.
I'm not anti-watering can. I just don't have one.
Sure. But you wouldn't really have much use for one either because you prefer to water over over a sink.
Well, yeah. That's true. But I like the control of that nozzle because it's very like thin.
Sure.
So, I don't know, man. Part of me wants to go with the watering can. But...
It is very nice.
But
like a polished gold, just about anything.
Yeah, that's the thing that's kind of like bugging me.
The polished gold?
Yeah, it's a little too like glitzy for me. I feel like I'd be happier if it were like white or like copper. Not fucking bright brass.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the plant stand.
It is a nice plant stand. It also looks something you would buy from Urban Outfitters or Anthropologie.
But it's probably not the kind of plant stand I would buy. No. I feel like I would choose a wooden one.
Yeah. But you're going with plant stand anyway.
I think so.
Fair enough. Next question, Chris. Question 7. Choose a large house plant. Oh,
I already know.
Oh, here we go.
I already know.
You've got the corn plant, which looks like corn stalks. You've got the fiddle leaf fig tree, which might be the ringer here.
Yep.
You've got the dwarf elephant ear plant, which is also very popular. You see a lot of these nowadays. And the bird of paradise, not the birds of paradise, which is a kind of flower. You've got these, which are quite similar looking here in this plant. But
this looks more like actual leaves.
It does.
Whereas like birds of paradise looks like a bird.
Yes. And also, Birds of Paradise mentioned in a really funny Frasier bit.
I said leaf. I meant feather. Did I say leaf instead of feather? If the leaves look like feathers.
Yes. Birds of Paradise mentioned a very funny Frasier bit where Frasier gets attacked by a crane.
Yes.
And then the zoo sends him Birds of Paradise for forgiveness. Please.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, please. That's a Simpsons reference to nothing related to this at all. Chris, what's your choice here?
Fiddle leaf fig tree.
It is a beautiful tree.
I actually want one.
It's really nice looking.
And I will name him Alfred.
Lucky me.
It's already been decided, Al.
Fred.
Yeah, you know, that's what Al stands for, no? Yeah. What else could it stand for?
It's a real shock to one person. Me.
What's going on outside?
Oh, it's just a mob war. Go back to sleep, honey.
Forgiveness, please.
Chris. Finally here, and remember, we're doing this in search of something nice about Chris here.
Right. Oh, right. That's the thing.
Hours ago, we said this. Finally, Chris, choose an unusual plant here, a bit off the beaten path. We've got this, I'm going to start here down here with the crassula, which looks like like a very interesting avocado carving.
Fucking weird.
You know, you'd pay $20 for this on a piece of toast. Then you've got the living stone lithops, which look
like human brains.
They do, and I think they're mushrooms. They look like mushrooms.
Fucking
also
weird,
but maybe they're not. You've got this very interesting cactus, which is called something I will not pronounce, but it looks like
Cereus jamacaru spiralis.
I want to thank Chris cactus for also bringing back to Chilling Adventures by pronouncing a spell.
Wow,
Chris, this cactus looks basically like Mr. Frosty's head.
It does. In fact.
And then
pilea.
Yes.
Or I don't know. I think they're pilea. I've only ever read it. I've never like heard anyone say it.
I believe it.
But I've seen them all the time. Like I see them all the time now.
In your dreams?
No. Trader Joe's and the other plant shop that I go to, they had them. I always think they look really weird because it's like as if a leaf, a circle, like a circular leaf is just resting on a stem. It's like, yeah. It's like sticking up, like floating. It's weird.
And that little white bit where the stem connects to the leaf kind of looks like a butthole to me.
Okay.
Like an animal's butthole.
Great.
That'll probably get cut.
So definitely not the bottom two, because those are fucking weird.
Yeah.
I
kind of like the crassula.
No, it's fucking weird.
It looks like an avocado.
It looks like it's eating itself.
It looks like a carved avocado. Like, you know, when they do a nice slice, it's like, oh,
I don't like it.
Put a little pepper on that. Oh, I'll munch that.
Avocado. Munch.
Trying to be clever here.
Okay, sorry.
Go on. You want Mr. Frosty head?
Munch that brunch, more like.
Also works. I got there a little bit later. Do you want Mr. Frosty head?
I don't know. Part of me is like, maybe.
I'm not a huge fan of cactuses, to tell you the God's honest truth.
I don't have one right now.
You don't?
Wink, wink.
You're in
get
between cactuses. Oh my God, I can't get you 7 plants. I already got you something else.
You could, though.
Get you another candle from.
Try harder.
Get you another candle just to swing by the girlfriends to pick it up.
That candle, another candle that was the same exact smell, is on my wish list.
I don't doubt it.
For anyone out there who's curious about what candle this is, it's the Capri Blue Volcano Candle.
From Anthropology. I got you that citrus spray from Target. All right, it's the
you
same
did, which is the same scent. Guys, look it up. It's true.
That's right. So many millennial references at once.
And if anyone's interested, at Target, the what the fuck is that line called? It starts with a
Smartly.
P. No, the other line. It starts with a P. Something House.
Opal House.
Opal. Is it Opal House? Opal House. They have a candle that's a candle and reed diffusers that are ginger citron.
Mm-hmm.
They smell exactly like the Capri Blue volcano candle.
Also, I want to thank you for making like several consecutive P sounds into your microphone.
Pa 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 pa.
Editing is fun.
Yeah, everyone loves the sound, the wind. I'm going to choose the Pilia, actually, because even though I don't like them, I like them best out of here.
Fair enough.
And we all know, when in doubt, it's candles, 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 right?
Chris chooses the Pilia, and now let's find out a nice thing about Chris.
Every time the screen goes off, like, because you're going to, like, surprise me, I'm like, wait, what just happened?
Oh, no, the podcast.
That you're trying to hide it from me.
Chris, are you ready?
Yeah.
The something nice that BuzzFeed has ascertained about you from your selections here today. You're very warm and compassionate.
I already knew that, but thank you, BuzzFeed.
And arrogant.
Arrogant? I would say confident, which I'm not at all, but okay.
I would say confident if I wasn't so damn nervous about
that's
saying
my Leo moon, okay?
No, BuzzFeed says you're very warm and compassionate, Chris. Mm-hmm. You are by nature very kind and giving. You are generous with your time and your love. And God knows you're nothing but generous with your time here on the Witch Trials.
I know, Al. Trying to take up all my life.
That's right. You could be
talking about all the random obsessions with random things that I have.
I was going to say, to be fair, I have played into your interests very well in the last two episodes.
Just so that you could get amazing content and target millennial women.
That is true.
Pretty sure.
That's right. I'm leaning forward, Chris. Come on.
Yeah.
Good word. Chris, definitely true, though. You are both very compassionate and a very warm person at times. Sometimes.
At times.
Fucking Isola the Earth Queen.
Until you fucking cross me.
I said Isola the Earth Queen. I lost my fucking mind.
And Ursula isn't an ice queen.
She's a sea witch. Isola is definitely an Earth
She's
queen.
She's a sea witch.
Yeah, but still. Fine. Fucking Gwenda. No, she's a good witch. Who's the frozen one?
Elsa.
Close enough.
Well, you just think I have magical powers, which is fine.
I think you should really...
And I'm a fucking queen.
True.
Again, you're just giving me compliments. You don't even realize it. And I have a bomb-ass singing voice.
You should really let it go, Chris.
I can't.
Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
It's my Isola the Earth Queen.
Oh, man. I just remembered something that I do not like. No, that's right. I just remember Chris was here. Fuck. What the hell is she doing here?
Is it plant related?
No, it was actually frozen related.
Let it go.
But I will skip that fact.
Just let it go.
I will. Chris.
Get it?
Thank you.
That's the song from Frozen.
Oh my God. This is going to be a nightmare to edit. Chris, there you go. You are very warm and compassionate. Some might say.
There you go. Yeah, totally fine. Just agree with it. That's no, easier. Moving on.
You're a very compassionate
Whatever.
Person. You're a very
I don't
warm
care.
Person.
I don't care what you think. I'm my own woman.
You have many other things, but, you know, warm and compassionate. Two of them, definitely. Mm. Nicely.
I'll stop you there.
The other ones are nicely. Chris, thanks for stopping by and talking plants with me here on the Challenge of the Quizmaster.
You're welcome.
What has this episode been?
Did you learn anything?
I learned that Chris could use some plants for her birthday.
I mean,
if there's the topic sentence of this episode, it's Chris wants plants for her birthday.
Yeah, she does. There's a bunch on my wish list, actually.
Hey, Chris, what kind of plants do chronic masturbators have in their bedrooms? Fiddle leaf figs. I'm gonna cut that out, probably.
Succulents.
It's even better. Jerk off weeds.
Prayer plant.
They don't have a prayer plant, if you know what I mean. Good. Let's keep going.
I mean, there are some great names for plants. Yeah.
Corbin Blue Balls.
Is that a plant?
I'm looking right at it.
It's not a plant.
I can't. This is going to be a nightmare to edit.
Just because it's stupid as shit?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Let's end right there. Thank you so much for coming by and talking planets with me on here on the Witch Trials. It is always fun to talk with you, and sometimes these ridiculous quizzes give us the best conversation. So thank you for stopping by.
As long as someone gets a moment of enjoyment from it.
And they learn, importantly, about the dangers of root rot.
I mean, though, guys, don't sleep on it.
Don't. Don't sleep under it either, because it'd be wet and uncomfortable. Chris, that's going to get cut. Don't worry about that. People can find out the plants you buy. Maybe you should be putting up more plant content.
Maybe I should.
Come on. Over at chrisconkers.com and on Chris Conkers on Instagram and Twitter, at Chris Conkers. And then, of course, can follow us at Sabrina's Witch Trials and at Sabrina Podcast on Instagram. Nope. At Sabrina Podcast on Twitter, at Sabrina's Witch Trials on Instagram. Got that all mixed up. Got so many plants in my head.
Also, planted something in your brain.
Yes, maybe I've really dug a hole for myself with this episode.
Maybe the root of the problem is that you're rotting on the inside.
That's right. Maybe I Corbin blew this episode of Serena's Witch
Trials. God, you're obsessed.
Oh, sign my petition to get that plant renamed to Corbin Blue Plant. Anyway, follow us on Instagram and follow us on iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher and all those places, and subscribe and review everywhere you can and on YouTube and all those places. Thanks a lot. Also, look forward to probably some Sabrina's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina content coming
eventually
out in the near future. Though you might get a review of season 2 at some point, once I watch and can convince Chris to watch all of season 2. Phil hasn't seen season 1, Chris. What am I supposed
to do? Phil needs to get on his shit. He wonders why people like me better.
That's right.
Phil.
It's not episodes like this, that's for sure.
I mean, I'm just educating your listeners.
That is true.
First, astrologically. Then, I was going to say, I was trying to think of, a more scientific
Chris,
word
I feel
for
like
plant-wise.
Botanically?
Yeah, I guess botanically works.
Sure. I feel like I've taken some sort of horrible narcotic, Chris. So I think it's time to wrap up the podcast by saying thank you to Chris for stopping by once again. Thank you to you guys for listening. And just to let you know, we will see you in the other realm.
It's a striking arrangement.
It's from BB. After what happened today, she's trying to woo him back.
Birds of paradise. I suppose that's her idea of floral irony.